This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage. In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.
I'm Tony Bursky. Thanks for joining us in the second half of testimony in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill. David Warwick took to the stand. Warwick is Melanie Gibbs' husband. The couple, of course, facing charges on the deaths of Vallow's two children, Tylee Ryan and J.J. Vallow. Trial, of course, garnering national attention due to the bizarre circumstances surrounding the case, including the couple's alleged involvement in the religious extreme group. During the trial, prosecutor Rachel Smith questioned Warwick about the events that transpired during the time he spent with Lori Vallow. Warwick shared that one morning, Lori had told him that J.J. was out of control and had pushed over a picture of Christ, then sat on the upper cabinets. However, Warwick did not see any signs of damage or evidence that J.J. had climbed up there. Warwick went on to say that Lori had called her brother Alex Cox to come and get J.J. because she could not handle him. He also mentioned that he did not see J.J. after leaving Lori's apartment and visiting his son. Defense attorney Archibald asked Warwick if he called the police, to which Warwick responded that he did not, as he saw no reason to suspect anything due to Lori's seemingly wonderful nature. The defense focused on Warwick's beliefs and involvement with religious teachings. Warwick admitted to speaking at preparedness camps with the purpose of building faith and helping people identify stumbling blocks to faith. He spoke about sanctification, fasting, repentance, service, and sharing stories of LDS missions in his podcast. Archibald questioned Warwick about his knowledge of the Church of the Firstborn, to which Warwick replied that he had heard about it in the scriptures, but did not recall specifics. When asked about his desire to be part of the 144,000, Warwick said it would be an honor, but it was not something he was actively seeking. The defense also explored Warwick's experience with dreams and visions. He differentiated between nightmares and visions, explaining that visions are when someone is shown things in the future by someone else, while nightmares are chaotic and filled with fear. Warwick claimed that his visions came from angels under God, while his nightmares could have originated from the devil or its angels. Warwick testified about the blessing he wanted from Chad Daybill after experiencing a nightmare at Lori's house. He mentioned that although it was not his idea, he hoped for peace from a blessing. Melanie Gibb, who was present at the time, suggested Chad come over and give Warwick a blessing. Throughout the questioning, Warwick maintained that Chad Daybill did not have the authority to gather 144,000 and that such authority lies with the prophet of the LDS Church, Russell M. Nelson. The trial continues to unravel the complex beliefs and the actions of Lori Vallow, Chad Daybill, and the prosecution and defense seek to establish in their respective cases. The testimonies of key witnesses such as David Warwick are providing more insight into the couple's involvement in religious extremism. That's the latest. We'll have more for you throughout the day and, of course, courtroom audio as it becomes available. I'm Tony Bruschi.
This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill from the
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.